Okay, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. It's currently summer break, and our DJs are out of the station enjoying the sun. But don't worry, we'll be back in the fall with new DJs, new shows, and new programming. To find out what's happening in the area off campus, check out the City of Oneonta's page. Otherwise, have a great summer, everyone. Enjoy WONY's summer programming and keep it locked.
WONY 90.9 Oneonta FM Radio. You're listening to the Alumni Hour. Keep it locked.
The following radio broadcast has been pre-recorded. The content you are about to hear is not being broadcast live. Thank you for tuning in.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my goodness.
Surprise!
Surprise!
We're back.
We're back. Better than ever.
Yup. You're officially tuned into Stereotypes. I'm DJ Lucas.
I'm DJ Al.
We're back.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Guys, things have been so crazy.
So much has happened.
So much has happened. I can't wait to tell everyone all about
it.
So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. We got two more episodes of Stereotypes. We're going to do one today. We're going to do one for Radiothon at 6?
I don't remember.
5 to 6. So make sure y'all tune in
next
for that.
Next Tuesday.
Yep.
5 to 6.
Next Tuesday, 5
Wait,
to 6.
Wait, self-plug yourself. Radiothon.
What's that? Oh, okay. So Radiothon is going to be during finals week. It's going to start May 11th, which is Monday. And it's going to start at 8 p.m. And then we're going to go 24 hours all the way to 8 p.m. the following day, so May 12th. My slot is going to be the Tuesday, the 12th, from 2 to 4 p.m.
Mine is Tuesday, the 12th, 4 to 5. And then Stereotypes, we'll be back 5 to 6.
Yep, for the
final
show.
You're gonna be in
the
studio a long time.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I live here already, so
yep, it's fine.
it's totally okay. Yeah, there's so much to talk about. There's new music.
There's so much new music out. Oh wow.
Directing scenes are wrapping up.
Truth news.
Which is why we're able to do this again.
Wow. Yeah.
What else? The weather's gotten okay.
Worse.
And today it's
okay.
Not great.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Where should we even begin?
I don't know. Let's just talk about what we've been up to.
Okay. You start.
Okay. Have I been up to, like, that much?
I don't know. Have you?
I mean, I'm trying to remember, like, where we left off.
I don't know.
Let's see. The musical.
Right.
So we did the amazing musical.
Right.
I had nothing to do with it.
Me neither. We watched it together.
We did. It was called A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. Yes,
so fun.
The Ukraine.
Technically, two separate musicals combined
into like,
one.
Yeah, it was like basically two separate shows. Like Act One was one thing and Act Two is a completely different thing.
Right.
It was very obscure. Right. Like, it was very, like, random. Like,
it was obscure material, but props to the actors and actresses because they did a phenomenal job.
It was really good. I really enjoyed the references.
Yep. They referenced all those previous shows.
They referenced all the previous shows, but they also referenced all this, you know, old stuff, like
Dracula, Tarzan.
All of that.
All of it.
Like, the Wizard of Oz, like... It was really cool. I really liked seeing that. And it was also really funny.
Yeah.
I laughed so much.
I was screaming. Yeah, I was screaming.
You were screaming.
I was screaming.
Like, the audience was, like, looking at us, like,
sorry,
who is screaming
God
right
forbid
now?
A girl has a good time at the theater.
Yeah,
Bring back dressing up and going to the theater as an event.
Yeah, like, just go to the movies. Just go to the movies.
Just vote.
It's, like, almost like... You go to the movies and see some famous feet.
True. Wait, speaking of just vote, drop your new position.
Oh, I did this yesterday. I'll do it again.
Okay,
now.
Do it.
I am officially the new general manager for WONY.
Woo!
Yeah. So all the positions have been, most of them. There are two that are going to be voted on Friday via special election. Everyone got the positions that they were hoping for, which is awesome. I am the general manager. The new programming director is Nate DeVisser, who's the current production, but he's now programming. I'm trying to remember them all. Anjali is still PR. Who else?
Steph.
Steph is communications now. Shout out Steph Lynn. Her radiothon slot's actually the hour before mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
I know, it's a beautiful, it's a great lineup.
It's a great lineup.
It really is. And I think she's going to be playing musical theater, which is, like, even better. I still don't know what I'm going to play.
I have no idea what I'm going to play.
I did Spring Vibes yesterday. It was really cute.
I did Boat
Vibes. Yeah, I saw that. I was going to tune in. I should have. I was in class, though.
Jamaica.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song.
Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda. Come on, pretty.
All right.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah, I did Spring Vibes, like, kind of like spring into summer. I don't know what I'm going to do next week.
So,
and the winter is gone. Like, okay. Let's see. There was a musical. There was, what else? Directing scenes.
Yep, you performed yours today.
I did perform mine.
Phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's
thank
cute.
You. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, the students taking directing one, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, directing one. Is there directing two? Does that exist?
I don't think so. I don't know why it's called directing one if there's not directing two, but yeah.
Yeah, so there's directing. Mm-hmm. Alyssa's in that class. But their final project is they have to pick a scene from a show,
mm-hmm.
cast it, direct it,
yep.
produce it,
yep.
put it on, and then they... there's, like, open auditions for the actors for mm-hmm. it. You kind of just go, you read a monologue, pretty chill.
Yeah.
And... based on that, they, like, kind of, like, fight over you, and then they put together their casts. I was in one. The director was Kara Durkin. Shout out, Kara Durkin. It was from Bright Star, a great musical. I've played Bright Star in my shows before. I've been involved in... I was a run crew for Bright Star in my high school.
Mm.
It's a great show. It's a beautiful story, and I had a lot of fun doing it. I got to play Daryl, and it was just a lot of fun.
My directing scene performed last Friday, I think.
You didn't invite me to it, so.
I didn't know that you wanted to come. I would have.
Why wouldn't I want to?
I don't know. I just thought, I don't know, because it's my assignment. I didn't think it was anything special.
Bro.
So I chose a scene from the play Oh Mary, which is on Broadway right now. It's like a campy spoof of Mary Todd Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln's wife. And she's like this crazy drunk girl. But the scene that I chose had Abraham Lincoln and John Wilkes Booth. And they're gay lovers, and they're trying to call it off. And I casted Shane S. and Dan Pritchard, my goats and my problem children. I love them. They did a fantastic job with it. People loved it.
Yeah, that's so fun. Yay.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. So that's what we've been up to. Rehearsals for my directing scene have been during Stereotypes.
Damn.
Because I'm stupid and a klutz and forgot to put on my conflict sheet that this was happening.
Yeah.
So, but she said that if I did put it there, then she didn't know what she was going to do.
So we kind of had to sacrifice,
but we're back.
Back
which is great.
We're good.
We went and saw Zara Larsson this weekend.
We did.
It was so good.
It was so fun.
It was amazing.
I also loved our spots. I keep hearing everyone that was on the floor was like miserable and hot.
They were hot. They couldn't see. I think
We had a great view.
Some WONI members, or actually WONI eBoard members, they were able to get Barricade because they had press passes. And so they interviewed, they did an interview with her. There's a picture online. It's so cool. I kind of was hoping I was going to get to do that, but it's okay. It's all right.
It's fine.
But they basically were in the arena before the doors opened.
That's crazy.
So they were just standing at the barricade.
That's so smart, actually.
I know.
Wow.
So, and I thought if I was going to interview her, I was going to be at the back.
Right.
So the fact that they were at barricade, that's like so cool.
Right.
They got some great pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she is like literally amazing.
Had a great time.
Yeah, it was so amazing. Awesome. Like every part of it, like from the carnival all the way to the show itself, like, and the line was, I mean,
it was crazy.
It was a little cold outside, so we didn't want to wait in like a line.
Mm-hmm.
So what we ended up doing was we went when the doors opened, but the line was all the way like
the Alumni Fieldhouse entire parking lot.
The entire thing. Like we got in line at the end of the parking lot, the one right by the West Street extension.
Like, and I think that's the biggest parking lot on campus because that's like where you go for like tours and stuff like that.
Yep. It was bonkers.
It was. The line moved really fast, though. It was okay.
It did. I was going to say, it moved really quickly. Like, I was, you know, we were only outside for, I think, like 20 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, we, like, went in pretty quick. And once we got in, there was a lot of seats available, and we were, like, worried about that. And, like, we got really good seats.
Yeah.
We were on the bleachers.
Because mm-hmm.
if we were on the floor, I feel like it was just going to be hard to see. I mean, we probably could have danced more, but, like...
But people that I heard were on the floor, they were like, I couldn't see everyone all the time. Like, it was like,
yeah,
because obviously phones were up and hands were up and people had blow up dolphins and things like that. So, but I liked seeing all the dancers and the formations and the choreography. It was so good.
Yeah. I'm still mad I wasn't the Lush Life girl, but I am really excited for the person that was.
Can I speak freely?
Yes.
Can I speak freely? My opinions don't reflect this club or anyone involved. I've been hearing that the one that was pulled up on stage was rude.
Rude?
Have you seen that?
I heard about that.
Like pushing through the crowd and like...
Yeah, she was like, rude. She was like, move.
Right.
Like,
weird. Did a great job though.
Yeah.
Ate that dance up.
I mean, the adrenaline within me would be like going crazy.
I was gonna say, I think I'd vomit all over myself.
I mean, I'd be so psyched to do it.
Wow.
But I think the adrenaline would like...
I don't think I'd feel real.
I feel like I would have passed out.
I know. I feel like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Can't even imagine.
I know. Like, imagine. Like, for like, it's one thing to just be on the stage with Zara Larsson. It's another thing that you're in front of that many people.
And dancing with Zara Larsson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about that.
Yep.
You were screaming, which is like, I'm looking for someone to pull up on the stage. I've never seen Lucas act that unhinged in my life. And we were like near the back.
I know. I was like,
It was a shot in the dark.
It was. And it just didn't
But
happen.
I respect you for that.
Yeah.
I looked over. You were jumping. You were screaming. You're like on top of people. You're like, May!
Yeah, true. I gotta say, shout out Orange Grove.
They were phenomenal.
Orange Grove has played at WONI Island before, and I possibly Hollow WONI, I can't remember. It was so good.
I loved their set list.
They had, the students could not have voted on a better opener.
So good.
Like, it was like, they started with Manchild. Like,
oh,
hello.
Oh my God. It was so good.
Every song they sang was a crowd pleaser.
Wow.
And it was like their own. It didn't even feel like they were opening. It felt like it was their, they made it their show.
Yes.
They made it their concert.
It was so good.
I loved it so much. Yeah. That was amazing. So shout out Orange Grove. They're performing at the Oak on Friday.
Really?
Yeah, I won't be here.
So excited.
Are you here this weekend?
So, probably.
Okay. Right.
Probably. This weekend I have some Mask and Hammer events.
Oh, that's right.
To attend to.
That's right. I'm going to try and make it to Senior Send Off. The Mask and Hammer Senior Send Off is Sunday at like, what, 4?
Next year? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Next year's going to be long. That senior send-off is going to take hours.
And I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make through. I'm not going to get through.
I know. You got to speak on my behalf as if I'm dying.
I know.
This is my goat, Alyssa. My thickest thief, pee in a pod.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
No?
No.
No.
I'm going to have to come to Mayfield every weekend.
Like, only an hour and a half away.
You know what? And I just might.
And I just might make her my baby.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to cough right into the microphone.
Right. But yeah, I had a great time. And also, I discovered a lot of songs that I didn't know before. Like, I knew Never Forget You. I knew Symphony.
I will never forget.
Dude, I grew up on that song.
Like, that was that.
I literally grew up on that song.
Gotcha Life. Hated to see me in that song coming.
What?
Gotcha Life. Huh? Nah, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Nah, 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 nah. Keep going. Nah, 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 nah. Wow. Wow, I'm a chud. Wow.
What does that mean?
Wow. Wow, just keep going. Right, man, just leave me here. Just leave me here. Wow.
I don't have drinks in the studio. What do you mean?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
Yours is closed, though.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to cough right into the microphone. You got to talk.
Okay,
Okay.
I discovered, let's see. Well, I tried to, like, look up her set list, but she apparently changes it for her college shows.
I was going to say, she has, like, a, what is it called, Midnight Sun tour set list, but that's different.
I mean, yeah. I mean, this concert was about, what, like, an hour or a little over an hour? Like, I feel like, here's the thing about concert culture is Taylor Swift has made it almost impossible for, like, the fact that your Eras tour is going to be 3.5 hours long.
Crazy.
And for a normally priced ticket, I mean, I know people were complaining about ticket prices, but, like, if you really did buy, if you really did buy face value tickets.
Right.
I went for $120.
That's crazy.
Like, you know, for a 3.5 hour show.
Right.
And that's not even including the opener. Like, I got to see Gracie Abrams, too.
Right.
And, like, that was amazing.
Lucky duck.
So the fact that I got to see both of them in one concert was amazing. And I think the problem we're running into now is that a lot of people are upset because they're like, this concert wasn't long enough. I don't feel like, you know, I got what I paid for. But it's just, we need to go back to normalizing the fact that concerts aren't 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
Like, at most, like, two.
Yeah.
Like, you know, an artist, you know, they're touring, they're tired. Like, you know, Taylor Swift put out a whole documentary on how it literally, like, physically and mentally just, like, drained and destroyed her.
Right.
Like, and it was so much work. I mean, it was very rewarding.
Right.
But it was so much. Like, we can't, like, the fact that Zara is even willing to play colleges at the popularity that she's at. Like,
I know.
Like, I mean, I know she signed it before she, like, blew up, but, like, still, like, I did see a video. She said she signed the college contracts to help pay for her Midnight Sun tour, but she didn't realize that those songs were going to get that much hype.
I wonder if she would have not done it.
Do you think that TikTok made Zara Larsson famous, or do you think that, I don't know, like...
Yeah, I think TikTok is very powerful. Like, genuinely, I think it has made a lot of people famous.
Somber.
I feel like music people and just content creators.
Yeah.
Like, like it has... This is going to sound crazy. It's replaced YouTube creators.
It really has.
The other night, I don't even know why, but I was scrolling. I was just eating in my bed like a chud, watching YouTube on my laptop, and James Charles came up. And so I clicked on it, and he was like begging for views.
What?
In his most recent video, he was like, you guys asked for a Coachella vlog. I give you a Coachella vlog. You guys don't watch it. So I do all this and you guys don't watch it. So I'll film it. Like, I swear this was in his, like, most recent video. He's like, you guys are begging me for a Coachella vlog. And I think it's because TikTok content creators are getting so much more popular that all the, like, famous people who used to be are, like, nobodies.
I'm not even on TikTok.
Really?
Like, I have
it. You're missing
out. No, like, I have it. It's just, like, and I used to use it a lot, but I kind of fell into the Instagram reels.
No.
Like,
oh, my God. No. 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 No.
I fell into the Instagram reels world, and I like it a lot better.
No.
TikTok is just, like, very overstimulating.
No.
It drains my phone battery. It's really glitchy.
Oh, my God. Instagram reels is for, like, millennials.
You'd think so.
It has bad humor.
Well, I mean, if you train your For You page, then it, like, doesn't...
You don't even have a For You page. It's just called Reels, because that's not even what it's meant for. Instagram is meant for photos, not Reels. It's like, that's like saying, oh, I watched the Reels on Snapchat.
Oh.
No, that's terrible.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it is. The Snapchat Reels are nothing.
D1 like red flag if you tell me you watch Reels. Nah.
Really?
Nah. In ranking order, though, I'd say, like, Instagram Reels. Well, okay, actually, Snapchat Reels is number one. And then Instagram Reels, and then YouTube Reels. Because YouTube, at least the platform, is made for videos.
I guess.
It's terrible.
I guess. But yeah, we love. We had a great weekend.
Had a great weekend. And speaking of music, new music.
Oh,
lots of it.
There's so much.
There's so much.
Zara Larsson put out Girls Trip.
True.
I haven't fully listened to it, but it came out the day before the show.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And she didn't bring anyone out.
Nope.
So I don't know what we're doing there.
So but, I don't know what that was all about.
We probably paid her not enough. So
it's okay.
No, it was, I listened to a few of them. They're really good. It's just like a remixed album. It's very much giving like when Brat, like it was like Brat and yeah. then we got the Brat remix.
Brat and it's the same, but it's different. No way you just burped into the microphone. Go take a lap. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I don't know. That was weird. Guys, I don't know what was that, guys, but...
Leve released Mad Woman.
Leve, Leve released the Final Hour Deluxe.
I know.
Or the... Whatever it's called.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Matter of Time Deluxe.
Yep.
It's called the Final Hour.
Yep.
Mad Woman's great.
So good.
I really like how... I like all of them.
They're so good.
I wait.
I haven't listened to that one.
It is heartbreaking,
right.
But it's so good.
Leve.
Yeah, I really liked that. Conan Gray.
I was going to say Wishbone Deluxe.
Oh.
Ooh. That'll do it to you.
Hit a little too close
that'll
to home.
Do it. Oh, did it?
It did, actually. I've played a couple of the songs on my show. I played House That Always Rains yesterday.
I played Doors.
Oh. It's actually called Door. It's not Doors.
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking at it, too, so that's really embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Whoa.
Wow.
Like, I would say, what's your favorite off Deluxe? Because mine was the best until I heard the rest of them. And I would say, like, House That Always Rains is probably my favorite.
Mine is still the best. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
The best is really good.
That one really hit the nail.
I really like Moths, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
just the overlapping bridge part. Like,
yep.
Wow.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Who else?
Malcolm Todd.
And this is a hot take because my friend Grace has been trying to get me to listen to Malcolm Todd.
I just recently discovered him. Like, I've never listened to him before, and I just started getting into him recently. I don't really know why, but I love it over here.
Yeah.
He released Breathe. Really good song. Mm. You would like that one. That one will hit close to home for you.
True.
And I Saw Your Face. That one was released really recently, but that one's really good.
Yeah.
Do you listen to Grant Perez?
No.
I don't really either, but he released the song Boy That's Loving You. Really good.
Ooh.
Really fire. Do you listen to Gorillaz?
Kind of.
Sean McGrain does. I played it on my Wony show the other day.
What was it?
The song. Well, they came out with a few, but I played Orange County.
I know Orange County. I don't know most of their. I know some of their songs.
But. I played it, and Sean McGrain was like, "Hey, what do you know about Orange County?" I said, "Not much."
Sean also listens to my shows too. It's really cute. He'll be like, "This is fire!"
Wow, it's so cute. The Great Divide.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Dude,
Noah Kahan. That album genuinely altered everything.
Ooh.
My favorites. Okay, so the album itself is amazing.
Yeah.
It's a great album to put on if you're trying to, like, just lock in.
Yeah.
Until it gets devastating, and then it's like, oh.
It's like, whoa, I can't lock in.
I sat on the couch in my common room of my dorm, and I jaw dropped, willing and able.
It'll get you. It'll do it.
I sat there, and I went, oh.
Whoa.
I really like, I think my favorite is Staying Still. I really like American Cars, though.
Yeah.
It's a fun one.
Mm-hmm. I like, Dan.
Yeah.
I'm with my best friend, Dan.
I'm with my best friend, Dan. Shout out Dan Pritchard.
Shout out Dan Pritchard. My best friend, Dan Pritchard.
My best friend, Dan. Madonna and Sabrina released a song.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I saw that they performed together.
They did. They released a song called Bring Your Love. It's like,
Oh, yeah.
It.
Wait, did you see that Sabrina just performed with,
Stevie
Nicks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's fine. I didn't even want to go anywhere.
I know. They sang Landslide, which was, like, crazy because that was the same, one of the, I think it was the same night or it was around the same time, Dakota, our business manager, she did her final show and she was playing, like, all those songs and she played Landslide and, like, we were all texting, like, crying. Bro. But, yeah, I would say Sabrina, she did it with Stevie Nicks. Now she did it with Madonna.
That's crazy.
I saw
it when she... Where did she perform when she said, "Have you ever tried this one?" and literally brought out Madonna.
Oh, that was Coachella, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I honestly like her a lot. It's just more of like a thing where, like, I don't love it when artists start, like, collab, like, new artists start collabing with, like, what's the word?
Like older artists?
Yeah, but like well older, known. like legends.
Well known, yeah.
Like Madonna, I feel like is a legend.
Really? Like you don't like that?
It's just like, it's like Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Like, I mean, like,
I don't even know who Tony Bennett is.
Oh.
Is that my bad?
That chat, can we cancel Alyssa?
Whoa, was I supposed to know?
He's like major, I think jazz.
Really not that major.
Okay, well anyway. It's like it's like Elton John and Britney Spears.
Right.
Like, what are we doing? I don't know.
Right.
I don't love it.
Right.
I don't love it. I think it's...
What about when Sabrina collabed with Dolly Parton? That too much for you?
I hated that.
Okay. I also didn't like it, but that's just because I just didn't think that it should have happened.
No, I don't think... I just think that, like, artists need to not... I don't like it.
But if you were a new artist, would you, like, want to collab?
I know, but they don't need to. They're already so popular.
Hey, I'm not a cop. I'm not a cop.
Sabrina's, like, topping the charts. Like, what are we doing?
My dad just texted me WTF.
That's funny. okay.
The Strokes. I don't know if you listen to them. They released.
I don't, but I should.
I should get into it. Go ahead,
Olivia?
Take it away. I was going to say, I knew you were going with it.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Really good.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this song is on repeat.
Yeah, Drop Dead is really great. I think it's probably one of my songs of the summer for sure.
Yeah. Like, oh, for sure.
I love it.
Kiss Me and I Might Drop Dead.
Like, speak on that.
Like, and I don't think everyone was ready for that.
No, I don't think we were either. Drop Dead was great. Did you look at her new performance on SNL?
Yes. You watched that in my dorm.
I did. I just wasn't sure if you remembered.
I just wasn't sure if it clocked to you.
but yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
That one was really emotional.
Yeah, it was. Really sad. This entire playlist is going to be gut-wrenching.
You mean the album?
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah, the album itself is going to be pretty sad. I think it's just, we got Drop Dead, but I know on Jimmy Fallon, she was talking about how, like, oh, I wanted Drop Dead to be the first song because I wanted to be like, oh, like, I'm falling in love with this person and, like, this is how I'm feeling about
it. Are they broken up now?
Are they?
It's got to be awkward.
I don't know.
I think they are. Like it didn't last. It's kind of awkward. I can't imagine being a singer and like writing songs, because you know how like when you like someone and you have songs that remind you of them and then you listen to them and it like takes you right back, like a PTSD soldier. Could you imagine like writing songs and having to perform them after? I couldn't do it.
No.
I could not do it.
Nope.
Somber. Potential.
I liked Potential.
I love Potential.
It's fun. It's like a little upbeat groove.
It's groovy.
So far, we've gotten Homewrecker and Potential.
Yes. Both are singles, though. They're not on an album, I don't think.
They might be.
Hopefully.
I mean, all of his singles ended up on his last album.
That's true.
So who knows?
Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally.
Yeah, that one's been out, though. I mean, it's good.
I didn't love it, and it's grown on me.
Yeah,
more
no, it really
more.
Has grown. I like it. I do like it. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I think... Like, I love Harry Styles, mm-hmm. and I do like a lot of the songs on the album. Some of them are okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that the album itself kind of blends into the background a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I listened to it, like, I was like, oh, wait, I forgot I'm listening to Harry Styles right now. Like,
yeah, I agree. It's very unlike him.
Yeah. Honestly, rebrand, because, like, why not?
Well, I don't know if you saw on Netflix, they did, like, you know how sometimes artists do, like, documentaries?
Yeah.
They just released one for Harry Styles for Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally, and he did one for... I don't know what album it was, but he did one before, and it's like, it doesn't even look like him, and then vibe is entirely different, but like, good for you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Like, yeah, because like, I don't know, I feel like you have to rebrand, like, at least a few times.
Like literally Olivia.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that also Conan, like, rebrands every single time.
I love that, though.
Every album, it's something so different. Like, let's see, we had Kid Krow, which is, like, you know, like, sad,
really
depressing.
Sad.
Super Ache, which is even more sad and depressing. 80s dance pop.
Found Heaven. Found Heaven, my beloved.
Yeah.
I love Found Heaven.
It's such
heaven.
A good album, too. Wow. I remember when that first came out, and I listened to the title track, and I literally was like, exploding. I was like, this is so good.
I think the first song I heard from it was Never Ending Song, and it like opened my third eye.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that was amazing. Like, wow. I loved Found Heaven. And then we went back to Wishbone, which I feel like is kind of a
mix. Sad.
And it is more, it's definitely, I feel like it's his saddest. I mean, it's like, it's so real. It's so.
I love the theme.
It's so like open.
Wishbone, clovers.
Yes.
Numbers from
like the sailor.
Ah.
I know.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is so gorgeous. How about we listen to some music?
I'd love to.
And we just talked about new music, but we're kind of in a Zara mood.
Truth Nukes.
So how do we feel about some Midnight Sun?
What song did I pick?
You picked Ruin My Life.
I picked Ruin My Life by Zara Larsson.
I picked Midnight Sun. And I love Midnight Sun very much.
I want you to ruin my life.
I like Ruin My Life. I don't know why she didn't sing it.
I know. That one was the song that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Ruin My Life.
That one was great. I love that song. She didn't sing a single song from Poster Girl. I'm kind of upset about it.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, here's Midnight Sun and Ruin My Life. Yeah.
I want you to bring it all on. If you make it all wrong, then I'll make it all right. sure I miss you. You set fire to my world, couldn't handle the heat. Now I'm sleeping alone and I'm starting to freeze. Baby, come bring me air, let it rain over me. Baby, come back to me. Baby, come back to me. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life, yeah. I want you to rule my nights, you to rule my nights, yeah. All of my nights, yeah. I want you to bring it all on. If you make it all wrong, let it make it all right, yeah. I want you to rule my life, you to rule my life, you to rule my life. I want you to rule my life. I wish you would come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me.
So good.
Oh, whoa. I was not ready. Whoa, whoa. You gave me a warning and everything, and I still don't have the headset on. Wow. Wow. It's like this is my first day.
Yeah. That was so good. I'm still upset she didn't play it. Like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Like,
what
hey, doing? Maybe play the song that got you famous.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, but it was still a great show.
Yeah.
Anyway. Summer plans.
You got to start. I don't really.
Like, I don't know. Okay, well, first of all, I need to revamp my summer playlist.
Me as well. I accidentally deleted mine. I'm kind of bummed.
What are you doing?
I didn't mean to. I said accidentally.
I have one, and I have, like, these specific songs. Some of them are very niche.
Okay.
But, like, some of them are, like, they're so niche, and it's, like, they only give summer vibes. So if I listen to them and it's not the summer, I feel like it spoils the summer for me.
Mm.
So, like, it's, like, there's just these certain songs that I'm, like, are on that playlist. I'm, like, I cannot listen to this playlist until it's actually summer, which means that school's over. If it's warm, I don't care.
Right.
It's spring. Like, so as soon as my last final's done, my drive home, I put on that summer playlist and I just a lot like realive, like it's crazy.
Wow.
I need to like, but I need to, that's my first thing. I need to add songs to it. I need to remove songs off of it. And yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll be going home, on Friday, next Friday. I'll actually be going to my brother's graduation this weekend at Clarkson, but then I'm going to be coming back for finals week, and then I'll be leaving Friday, May 15th, to go home.
So move exciting. Out.
And I would, it's opening weekend for my summer job, so I would like to start working if I can, but there's a chance I don't. We'll see. And then substitute teaching during the week, and then working during the weekends at my other job. And then when the school's closed, my other job goes full time. I would like to go to Long Island for a little bit, just maybe for a weekend, visit my friends. I'd like to come to Mayfield. I would like to come see you guys. And I would like to, I think I have a planned trip to our cottage on Cuca Lake, which will be for a week in July.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
You got to come up upstate in the Adirondacks because Dan lives up near me and Alex DiNardi. Yeah, we all live like 40 minutes away from each other, like maybe less.
Oh, that's crazy.
So you got to come up and we got to have boat and fire and crazy stuff.
Oh, I'm so down.
Yeah.
Just let me know when it is and I'm there.
Yeah, we'll plan it. It'll be awesome.
I'm there.
I don't really have anything going on so far. I'm taking a math class over the summer.
Oh, is that the one that Bella's taking?
Yeah.
Math for the liberal arts?
Yeah. No, I don't think,
Is it math for the liberal arts?
No, I have no idea what
I don't think they usually...
I don't know, but I'm taking that for the first 5 weeks of summer, but that'll be fine. I'm not really worried about that.
Oh, my computer's falling off.
Okay, good.
It's fine.
Okay, good. and I'm going to substitute teach during the week.
Yeah.
Once that ends, I'm not 100% sure. My dad just texted and said, I want to go to Darien Lake and see Lucas.
Oh, that sounds so fun. I love Darien Lake is nice. Okay, here's the thing. I have a love-hate relationship with Darien Lake. It's okay. A great place if you want to go see a good concert, right. And you get free admission.
Mm. Let's go to a concert.
I would, but there, no one good plays there anymore.
Oh.
Like, it's just like, if there's an artist that comes, they never play there. They always go and play at Canandaigua Lake, which is it's called CMAC. That's like where I saw Megan Maroney last summer. They always go play there. And, Darien Lake, I love it.
It's you such, come up and it's a cool place. At SPAC.
Oh, so yeah. SPAC would be cool. Yeah. And then, there's Darien Lake. I work at Seabreeze, but there's Darien Lake,
mm-hmm.
which is like 45-ish minutes away mm-hmm. from me. And they're very different places. Like, Seabreeze is very family friendly and it's amazing. I love it so much. It literally is such a fun summer job. Like, mm-hmm. This is going to be my fifth year working, my fifth summer working for them. And every year it just like is so much fun and it's like, it's so chill, but it's like, you know, I'm building good skills. I've been getting promotions. Like, it's good.
Oh,
and Darien Lake is cool. I have a love-hate relationship with Six Flags only because it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like I'm being ripped off. Sometimes, yeah. like one time I went to Darien Lake and I had to buy an extra ticket for the water park. Mm-hmm. And the water park wasn't open the day I went. And they didn't give me a refund because they didn't buy an extra $10 protection plan.
Mm.
So it's just kind of like, what am I doing?
Right.
Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Darien Lake is cool. I try to go there once a summer.
Are you a big amusement park person? Do you like a ride?
Considering I work at one, yeah.
Well, I didn't know like if that's like just what you want to do for work or if you like genuinely enjoy like going to ride rides.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. I went to Great Adventure summers? I don't remember. I went to Great Adventure when I was in Jersey. Yeah, it was a few summers ago. Great, I had a great time. I rode King Ka, the tallest and fastest roller coaster in the world, which no longer exists.
Okay, good.
But it was so fun. And yeah, I just had a lot of fun. Like, I don't know. It's
as
just
a
like,
kid, I remember I always wanted to go to Great Wolf Lodge. Have you ever been?
Oh, yes. I went there a lot as a kid, actually. I feel like a few times.
Really?
Yeah, because it's the one in Niagara Falls is really close by to where I'm from in Rochester. So Rochester is close to Niagara Falls. And that was cool. I liked doing that. It's just, like, I can't believe how expensive that... Like, it's all so expensive now. It's insane. Like, I may as well go to Disney World or something.
Literally.
You know,
let's go to Disney.
Yeah, can we go together?
Let's just go.
Yeah. Like, let's just go to Epcot.
Let's just pack it up. Let's go.
Yep. When we're 21, we can go and drink around the world.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, I know. I really do need to go on, like, a good trip.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've been stuck in New York for a really long time now because I used to go to Arizona every February.
Get me out of here.
Literally, I've just been in New York for so long and I'm trying to get out.
Just free me.
You know. I do have to teach in New York State, so.
So, gotta stay here.
Okay. You're gonna be a school counselor at my school.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be a teacher at the
same school. We'll do the drama club program.
Yep. We will run a fantastic drama club program.
Banger after banger.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah. So, enroll at our school.
Whatever that is.
Whatever it may be. What else? Other things going on in your life?
My community theater is doing Bear over the summer. I don't know if you know that musical. I think it's about two gay kids, like, that go to, like, a Christian or a Catholic school.
So, the Book of Mormon?
I don't know the Book of Mormon, but let's say yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm just gonna watch. I think I need a
break. You know, enjoy your summer.
I agree. And I'm coming back to Silent Sky immediately right off the get.
Yep.
So I feel like I need a minute.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's just like I keep telling myself is like I need to work. I need to make money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I need rest.
Agreed.
Like, it has been a very busy, very stressful semester. Like, I feel like I've been on the go all the time. This week has been my one week where I don't have a lot going on. And it's so relieving. And it's just like, it's like the fact that I'm going to go home and start working right away is nauseating.
Yep.
But also, it's like,
retweet that.
I need money.
Yep.
But also, I keep being like, do I really want to take off and lose money to go travel places? And the answer is yes.
Right.
Because like, I need a break. I can't, like, I, trust me, I love working. I work like 40 plus hours a week.
Crazy.
Like, it's great. It's great money. But sometimes I just need, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go to Long Island for the weekend and visit my friends for her birthday. Oh, hey, I'm going to go to Mayfield for the weekend. Yeah. Or, like, I'm going to go, like, to the cottage for the week, you know? So, yeah, I think sometimes we just need to prioritize rest.
I agree.
And a lot of times I feel like that doesn't happen.
Do you ever get, this is so niche and weird, do you ever, like, accept a substitute job and then you wake up that morning and you're, like, so anxious about it that it makes you, like, nauseous and you feel unwell so you want to cancel?
Yeah.
That happens to me.
Sometimes. Sometimes I get excited. It depends where it is.
Depending on the job. Like, yeah. If I'm the library teacher, like, something, like, the reading teacher, it doesn't worry me.
Yeah.
But when I'm, like, on my own in a third grade classroom, oh, I wake up that morning and I feel genuinely sick.
Yeah.
Like, or like, I can't go.
Or I go in and, like, or I get moved. That happens so much. Is I go in to, you walk in and you're like, okay, I'm a third grade teacher today. And they're like, no, you're a TA in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Or you get moved a lot. Like, as a sub, like, sometimes what happens is you'll go on the app and you'll pick up a job and it'll be something where that person's been out before and they already have someone covering it. Yeah. You go in and they're like, well, we already have somebody that does this. We're going to move you here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like lunch and recess monitor. And it's like, bro.
So
because it's just like you walk in expecting one thing and it's something completely different.
Yeah.
I've gotten sent to different schools in the district. I've gotten texted. Crazy. They've been like, hey, can you go to this school instead of this school today? Like,
that's bonkers.
You know, and it's just. But it is. I'm going to be so honest. Substitute teaching is really good money.
It is.
At least I think it's really good money.
Yeah.
It is great experience. At least, I mean, for me being an education major, like, getting to be in a classroom and, you know, already be in the retirement system and getting to work, even though these aren't the kids I'm going to be working with, like, getting an experience. I mean, I'm getting certified to teach 5 through 12, and I have subbed 5th and 6th grade, and I liked it more than I liked subbing elementary.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good sign that I'm on the right path, and it's just, like, it's a good reinforcing thing, and I think that hopefully this summer I'll be able to do high school, because that would be cool to just, like, get into the high school and start subbing there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like it. Subbing, working in amusement park, having fun this summer.
I have fun.
Just relaxing.
It's just doing whatever I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Making money so I can... We're both living off campus next year.
I know. How exciting!
It is really, really exciting.
What?
And we need to be able to afford... things.
Living.
Yeah. So we gotta work. Gotta make that money.
True.
That pretty much is everything. Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
Not really.
Yeah.
We landed the plane.
The plane has landed.
Wow.
Yep. So little, thank you guys.
Little update, little recap.
Yeah, just a little recap. We'll do one more show Tuesday at 5 to 6. Yep, Tuesday 5
for
to 6.
For Radiothon. Tune into Radiothon. Yep. 24 hours of straight DJs.
We could do an ASMR show so you guys can calm down for finals.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
Maybe something
like I'll bring some, like, fidget toys and stuff.
Yep.
Some glass to tap on.
Yep. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week at 5, Tuesday.
Yeah. Yes. All right, I'm leaving them with two songs.
Okay, go ahead.
Door by Conan Gray.
Ooh.
American Cars by Noah Kahan.
Ooh, bangers.
So we're going to leave you with those. Enjoy the songs. Enjoy the rest of your week. Take deep breaths.
You can do it.
Finals are coming up. Make sure you study. Lock in. Keep it locked. This is the last week. You got it.
We got it.
You can do it.
We will land this plane together.
We can do it. And then you're free for the summer. Enjoy the songs. This is Door by Conan Gray.
I found myself today taking your stop on the train. One word from you, baby, I'm going away. I'll sing the same songs for you, songs about you on the stage. One kiss from you, baby, I'll turn the page. Just need to close the store. Wipe the wine that we spilled off the floor. I just need to close the store. Who do I keep it open for? Only you, my love. Only you, my love. I'm savoring cigarette butts that she left on the porch. Of the headphones we shared on the night that we slept on the floor. I've tried to find somebody else, but it just makes me lonely. You were never even good to me, falling for the person you could be. But it doesn't exist, so I just need to close the store. Wipe the wine that we spilled off the floor. I just need to close the store. Who do I keep it open for? We'll be right back.
For CP3 ain't didn't know you drove American cars. Ray-Bans in your face, you've been driving all day, but you're home and I'm so grateful you are. You're gonna fix it, you're gonna patch it up, honey, we're fragile. You've always been so tough. Always come running back. Never I ask. Never I ask. Think I'm tall. Think it's star. All I want is a dialogue. We're drowning here. I gotta stay for more. The house of hope.
Jesse, you must listen to WOLY 90.9 FM on the internet. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. It's currently summer break, and our